Surface Pro 3 vs Toshiba Portage Z20T, can we just merge these two? The Surface Pro 4 is getting a lot of traction in the press due to both its impending release, tentatively slated for the end of October 2015, and for speculative main improvements including a faster Intel Skylake processor with Core i3, i5 and i7 configurations, a battery that lasts 8 to 9 hours, and the incorporation of the N-Trig Stylus 10, which allows the user to write on websites, screenshots of documents and make sketches. The device also comes with the option of using Windows 10. Since its introduction, the previous generation Surface Pro 3 has dominated the market share for 2-in-1 devices. Despite the prevalence of the Surface Pro, devices such as the Toshiba Portage Z20T tablet are worth exploring. They both have options for use, such as a touchscreen or external keyboard. The Surface Pro 3 weighs 2.42 pounds and measures 0.55 inches. If you are using it without the external keyboard, then it weighs 1.76 pounds and measures 0.36 inches thick. The Portage Z20T, in comparison, weighs in at 3.3 pounds with an external keyboard, measures 11.8 by 7.6 inches, and is 0.85 inches thick. Without the keyboard, you'll get 4 hours less of battery life, but the device will be only 1.60 pounds and 0.35 inches thick. Overall, the Z20T is heavier, but it has a longer-lasting battery. I don't think many engineers would regularly use these devices in tablet mode, except when showing people designs in the field. As well, touch typing on any tablet is difficult to do for long periods of time. A keyboard is an essential part of the package. Each device runs on a different type of processor. The Surface Pro's Core i3, i5, and i7 series are based on the Haswell architecture, compared to the Z20T's Core M571 processor, which is based on Intel's Broadwell Y family of processors. While the i7 may be somewhat faster, it drains battery power more quickly than the M571. The Core M processor, coupled with the Toshiba double-agent keyboard and extra battery, make the Z20T's battery life last up to twice as long as the Surface Pro 3, solving what has been a problem with the Surface Pro since it first came out. The battery will last 9 hours maximum with the Surface Pro 3, but will last 16 hours with the Toshiba Portage Z20T. Ports are another measure of usefulness, and the Surface Pro has one USB 3.0 port, one mini display port, and a micro SD slot. Without a keyboard, the Z20T has a micro HDMI port, a micro USB port, and a micro SD card slot as well. The double-agent keyboard adds two USB 3.0 ports, one full-size HDMI port, and an Ethernet port. The more ports the better, so I would go with the Toshiba here. However, for the price, the Surface Pro 3 packs in twice as much RAM, which may more than compensate for the slower processor, i7 clocks in at 1.70 GHz versus the 1.9 GHz M5Y10C. Plus you get twice the hard drive storage as the Toshiba Z20T for the same price. Choosing between these two devices is really a toss-up for me. I would prefer the RAM, storage and lighter weight of the Surface Pro 3 with the processor, extra battery life and extra ports of the Toshiba Portage Z20T. Features of the Toshiba Portage Z20T and the Surface Pro 3. Toshiba Portage Z20T. Surface Pro 3. Price: $1,400. Price: $1,400. Performance: processor: Intel Core M5Y10C processor. Operating system: Windows 8.1 Pro. Graphics engine: Mobile Intel HD graphics. Performance: processor: 4th Gen Intel Core i7-4650U 1.70 GHz. Operating system: Windows 10. Graphics engine: Mobile Intel HD graphics. Memory storage: Memory: 4GB drill 1600 MHz memory. Hard drive: 128GB mSATA solid state drive, SSD. Optical drive: sold separately, Toshiba USB Portable DVD Super Multi Drive. Memory storage: memory: 8GB drill 1600 MHz memory. Hard drive: 256GB mSATA solid state drive, SSD. Optical drive: none. Audio video: display size 12.5 inches widescreen. Display type: 10-point multi-touch support, anti-glare coating, FHD LED backlit touchscreen display with in-plane switching technology, in-plane switching, IPS, support. Display resolution: 16:9 aspect ratio, 1920 by 1080, supports 1080p content. display size. 12 widescreen, display type. Multi-touch support. Display resolution. 2048x1536, 3:2 aspect ratio, supports 1080 HD content. Communication. Webcam. Front 2MP FHD camera with microphone, rear webcam, 5MP full HD camera with autofocus, digital zoom, up to 1080p video capture. Webcam 5MP and 1080p HD front and rear facing cameras, built-in front and rear facing microphones, stereo speakers with Dolby Audio enhanced sound. Power. Battery life. Up to 9 hours without keyboard deck. Up to 15 hours with keyboard deck. Battery life. Up to 9.1 hours using Windows 8.1, Mobile Mark Office Productivity 2012. We'll see if the new Surface Pro 4 incorporates the successor to the Broadwell architecture with the Skylake family, but they should at least upgrade to Broadwell and demonstrate to engineers how the new stylus will be useful. We can count on them incorporating the 2K display into a larger screen, possibly up to 14 inches, and increasing the price by $300 to $400. But that's just my guess.